Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose. Pleasure to be talking to you guys and gals yet again. So I hope you guys have been doing amazing. I hope you have been doing amazing. I hope things are going good. I hope you're keeping safe. I hope you're not losing your sanity. I hope that if you are here in the Caribbean, I hope you've been able to take a little vacation, whether it was a staycation into one of the beautiful parts of whatever island you are tuning in from, or if you are tuning in from many of the other countries like the US, Canada, the UK, Cyprus, Africa, wherever you're listening from, I hope you've been able to take a nice little vacation to get your mind, your body, and your spirit right. So, today's episode, is on a question that I had to myself the other day. Was laying in bed. I usually wake up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And after, you know, you have that period of you just kind of just laying there, you know, thoughts are going through your head. I grab my phone. I usually, you know, check my emails and look a little bit of social media for about 30 minutes before I just jump out of bed and, you know, start the day, right? And going through social media the other day, I've been finding myself on TikTok a lot more as of late. And because, like, you just get so much condensed information in a short period of time, it's highly visual, it's interactive, there's just a lot of nice little things that I've started to like about TikTok. And then I started to read some articles about, you know, social media, digital marketing, yada yada yada. And a question that came up that I had a couple days ago is it time for the Caribbean to wean itself off of Instagram? Now, what led me to that question was I started to think about, again, from a holistic marketing perspective, right? So this is not just limited to social media, but from a holistic marketing perspective, we have a ton of different digital channels that we're able to use to grow our business, grow our brands. If we are somebody with an NGO, we have a message. There are tons of different platforms and digital, you know, channels that we could use to carry our message, right? And then I started to think about, you know, my own business, you know, the websites, the email list, the podcasts, you know, the live streaming channels, the YouTube channel. Like, we have a lot of these, we have a lot of different channels. And I started to think about, you know, how does Instagram fit into the picture now, especially with the rise of TikTok? Because all of us, you know, we have, regardless of whether you are a small business or you have, you know, you're a big business, like, our resources are still, you know, depending on your size of business, resources are still limited, right? Some of the bigger companies have, you know, obviously a heck of a lot more access to resources and tools, you know, but I would imagine that everybody would still believe that their resources there's a limit to what they can do and what they want to do, and they have their budgets. And again, small, medium, large, everybody has, you know, different variables that will, you know, make up, you know, how much resources they have available to them, right? So, when I think about the different digital channels, and again, as a strategist, you want to make sure that you are investing in the right tools, right platforms. And I'm here thinking about the pros and cons of each channel that's available to us. And I kept getting to that point where I'm like, you know, is Instagram the odd man out? Is Instagram the odd man out for the Caribbean region? Now, that's where the conversation is going to be going today. Is it time for the Caribbean to start weaning itself off of Instagram, given the other digital channels that we have available to us, given the rise of TikTok, the rise of LinkedIn within the region, and the fact that, again, from a holistic strategy, every platform has major benefit, like specific benefits that make sense. But when I think about Instagram from the Caribbean perspective, the benefits, not really what they used to be. And as a matter of fact, it kind of hinders us. So that's the conversation for today. Let us dive into it. So, is it time for Caribbean to start weaning itself off of Instagram? Now, here's the first point that I want to make as to why I think we should. My position is I think we should start to wean ourselves off of Instagram and reduce the time that we spend on it as business owners, and also reduce the resources we dedicate specifically to Instagram. So let's dive into it. So point number one for me is the slow growth on Instagram. Instagram growth has been on the decline since about 2019. The platform has all but killed organic reach and has forced you to pay to grow your accounts organically. Also, Instagram doesn't incentivize creators to make good content like they used to. So before you make good content on Instagram, you got rewarded with organic reach. But now, as again, business owners, and I'm not talking about, and I need to put this out there as a disclaimer, because depending on where you are in your journey or who you are listening, you may not be a business owner and you may be a straight up creator who's just making fun, entertaining content. And that content can still do well on Instagram. You can still get some reach. You can still get reach on Instagram, right? But for business owners who are, you know, creating their products, they're putting out their services, and they're trying to use Instagram, it can be really slow growth on the platform for us. And I'm gonna dive into this a little bit later on. But in the Caribbean, a lot of the features that people around the world use that are giving them good organic reach or allowing their content to go viral, a lot of those features we don't have in the Caribbean. Things like Instagram music, product tagging, reels. We don't have these things in the Caribbean. So it's when you can't take advantage off of the trends that are blowing up on the platform that are allowing people to grow, then again, growing on the platform makes it hard and it's forcing you to really spend your money to be able to access your own, to be able to access new people, but then even to display your own content to the audience who has subscribed to you, you gotta pay to play and you gotta pay to actually reach the full extent of the people who have subscribed to your own platform. And it doesn't even matter the size of your audience. I mean, if you have 60,000 followers, look at the people's engagement rate. People have 60,000 followers and get 5,000 likes, a couple hundred comments. But it's like you have 60,000 followers and you're not even reaching, you know, not even reaching a quarter of the potential of your audience. So that's a huge, huge, huge thing, is the slow growth on the platform. Instagram killing organic reach. It's almost null and void. And then the features that they do steal from the other platforms, because Instagram isn't even innovating anymore. So the features that they do steal from other platforms that they roll out into Instagram, those features aren't even available in the Caribbean. which makes it even more frustrating to be on the platform. Because again, when you're seeing all the Instagram coaches telling you, hey guys, if you want to experience, you know, 10x growth in the next 2 months, you need to start doing reels. Well, guess what? We don't have reels. Instagram music, Instagram music pisses me off because we just started to see people's accounts have access to Instagram music like within the last 2 months. But here's the joke. When you do Instagram music, and again, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but everybody, even myself, for myself and everybody that I've asked, we were all experiencing the same thing. We have the option to add Instagram music to our stories so we can add music. But whenever we listen to people's Instagram stories that has Instagram music, it's telling us it's not available in the region and we can't hear the music to consume it. So we can add Instagram music to our stories, but then we can't consume the Instagram music for people in their stories. So that doesn't make any sense. Just last week, they just replaced Swipe Up and they added the product tag. They added the link feature, the link sticker, and we have access to that now. And I mean, thank goodness, because the Swipe Up, you know, if they did not add the link sticker, I think I may have, you know, just canceled Instagram altogether. Like I would use it to learn. Like I would still use it to follow accounts and learn. But in terms of me putting out content, man, I would have drastically reduced what I put out. But they just gave us Instagram link stickers, and that helps a little bit. So, again, a little bit. But then again, what if you are somebody who's using Instagram and you don't have a website, you don't have a stop, you don't have a shop? then the link doesn't even mean anything for you. Where are you sending anybody? Because there's a lot of you that don't have, like, Instagram is your main platform, is the only platform you use. You're not using a website, you're not doing e-commerce, you don't have a YouTube channel, you know, you're not getting featured, you know, in articles so that you could, again, you know, use the link sticker to kind of direct traffic to other. So, you know, not everybody, that feature isn't a thing for any and everybody. Right? For those of you who have other channels, again, you have your YouTube channel, you have your website. So at least you guys could use the link sticker. So if you, you know, put out a product on IG stories, you guys can attach the link sticker to a product page on your website and you guys can push traffic for people to, you know, go and buy. We do not have direct integration for e-commerce on Instagram, and we're going to get into that just now. We don't have direct integration for e-commerce, but at least now you could, if you have a website, you could use the link sticker, promote a product in your IG story and then use the link sticker and have people click on the link and go to the product page or go to your booking page. So that can help a bit, but again, not everybody uses it and it's still not direct integration for e-commerce. So yeah, so again, that just, it I feel like I'm a bit all over the place, but I'm definitely a bit passionate about this, clearly, right? So that slow growth on Instagram, not incentivizing creatives on the platform or business owners on the platform, and then the limitation of all of the growth tools that people are using is a problem. Now, the second reason why I think Caribbean businesses need to wean itself off of Instagram is the lack of versatility for the Caribbean. So when you look at all the features that make Instagram popular, and again, like I was just saying, you know, Instagram music, the shopping tags, Instagram shopping, reels, none of these things being available for us, if we predominantly use the platform as business owners, the lack of versatility for the types of content that we can create, the lack of availability for the e-commerce options makes using this platform extremely frustrating since you cannot take advantage of the popular trends or properly integrate your business into the platform like the rest of the world can. And I'm sure there's other markets that are experiencing the same limitations like the Caribbean. I know it's not just us, but the reality is that, again, we are in the Caribbean, we have these limitations, And it makes using this platform not just frustrating, but as a business owner where you have your time and resources that need to be spent productively and it need to be spent on doing things strategically to help grow your digital presence and help grow your sales and lead generation, Instagram isn't looking like a good bet in comparison to some of the other platforms, right? So let's talk about some of the other platforms and the upsides to those platforms and then kind of compare it to where Instagram fits, right? So like I said, when I was, you know, just in my bed thinking about all the different digital channels and thinking about pros, cons to each of the channels, I have big pros that make sense for almost every single platform. But when I get to Instagram, it has become a head scratcher. So the other social platforms offer very specific upsides. They offer very specific upsides. If you want to reach an older market, we can go on Facebook. Facebook is also a good platform to conduct professional grade live streams. You can build a business page. You can integrate your shop from your website directly into Facebook, even here as a Caribbean business. You can take content from your website or from YouTube, take those links and post it directly on the platform and get a nice big image that shows up on your people's feeds that will allow them to be more enticed to click on the link and go wherever they need to go. You can post landscape videos on the platform. The versatility of what can be done and the fact that it is still the largest social network globally, but also the most used social media network in the entire Caribbean, still makes Facebook viable. Regardless of what you feel about Facebook, it is still the most viable option in the Caribbean because it is the largest. It's also the most versatile in terms of what type of content you can put out and what you can do. We have direct integration for e-commerce on Facebook. And I mean, it's not... Now, let me just clarify that. We don't have the full suite of e-commerce solutions like what Facebook offers in the US, because Facebook allows you to settle. So like you could have an Instagram, you could have a Facebook shop, and Facebook does offer direct settlement on Facebook. We don't have that. But what I mean with direct integration is that if we have a website built on WordPress or Shopify, I think also Ecwid as well, we can have our website shops directly integrated onto the Facebook platform. And then in the shopping section on Facebook, people can see all of the products that you have listed on your website. And then when they select, you know, t-shirt, they have the different variables if you have it set up on your website. So if you have, say, small, medium, large, black, yellow, orange, people would be able to select those variables on Facebook. And when they hit checkout, it will bring them to the checkout page on your website, and whatever they selected on Facebook, if they selected t-shirt, small, in orange, those variables will be automatically brought into the checkout page on your website, and the person can just go right ahead, fill in the information, put in the credit card details, and pay you. So we do have integration to bring your shop into Facebook. It won't settle on Facebook, but it would take the information, bring it to the checkout page on your website, and you can settle on your website, which is good because, like, again, once you update the products on your website, Facebook is going to bring it in to the Facebook platform, right? So that's huge. That's huge. I could live with that, right? Facebook owns Instagram, and we can't even do that for Instagram. It would have made sense. It would have at least made sense. But we don't have that ability to even do that on Instagram. Yet we can do that on Facebook. Heck, even on WhatsApp. WhatsApp Business, you can create your own catalog of products and services. And then you could take the product links or the product links from your website, and you could add that. You could attach it to the products on WhatsApp. So even that is better than what we have for Instagram. Instagram, we have nothing. We have no product tagging. We have no integration to bring in our shop from our websites into Instagram here in the Caribbean. And we can't settle because Instagram shopping in the US, you can settle directly on Instagram platform. We don't have that available in the Caribbean as well, right? So again, that's what makes Facebook really, really viable still to this date here in the Caribbean. LinkedIn has the largest collection of business owners and people in decision-making positions that allow you to make meaningful connections without the gatekeepers. You can directly message or connect with people in your industries around the world. This is where you go to form amazing partnerships, and this platform allows you to do this better than any other platform. We can also do professional live streams on the platform and create a wide variety of content. So you could upload your photos, you could upload PDF documents that turn into carousel slideshows, you could do events, and the events have their own section on LinkedIn, and they get pushed so that people can see what types of events you're putting out. You have the live streaming. I love the fact that if I want to work with a company, you know, if you were on Instagram, if you want to work with the company, you need to build your Instagram profile up high enough, and hopefully, you know, some marketing person from a company reaches out to you, and then you got to kind of go through that process. But on LinkedIn, whatever company you want to work with, you pull up the company on LinkedIn and you go directly to people in the positions of power. Send out a connection request. You could personalize it. And once you've added them, they, because of how the LinkedIn feed is, once they're added, all content shows up on their feed too. So once you make those connections, you could start to now seed your content into their minds, because once they connect, and I mean, barring they don't mute you, but once you guys connect and you guys engage, they're going to start to see whatever content you create, whatever content you post will start to show up on their feed, and they're going to be able to see what you're about. You can have meaningful conversations with them, and then you can start to build relationships and form partnerships with the companies that you want to work with. We can't do that on any other platform. So that is a major pro for LinkedIn, and why it makes so much sense to spend time, meaningful time on LinkedIn. If you are an employee building your brand and looking to get a raise, looking to get into a company, you can start to connect with companies, put out content, put out information, connect with the people, you know, in the hiring positions, and form that connection so that you have a good chance of getting hired, right? So that pro for how LinkedIn operates and its collection of decision makers and you being able to connect with them, get your content in front of them, that is a major, major, major pro, and it warrants you spending significant time as a business owner and also as an employee. It warrants you spending significant time on the LinkedIn platform, right? So Facebook allows you to have a wide variety of content. It's the largest platform in the world. It's also the largest platform used in the Caribbean. And then because of the versatility of e-commerce options and the type of content you can put out on the Facebook platform, makes it viable. The fact that LinkedIn is the largest collection of businesses and decision-making people, and then again, a wide variety of content you can put on the platform, major pro, makes sense for you to spend significant time on the platform. The next platform that warrants you to spend some significant time on now is TikTok. The platform has skyrocketed during the pandemic and is a great platform for video content. But most importantly, the organic reach is through the roof. There are those building audiences in the thousands over a few months, which they have never been able to achieve in their life on any other platform. growing your brand and putting your messaging out there has almost been a hack to growing your business using TikTok. Now, they are set to take on LinkedIn with their announcement of TikTok resumes. They are rolling out TikTok shopping with integrations into third-party platforms like Shopify, Ecwid, Wix, PrestaShop, and much more. Plus, they are allowing the TikTok shopping API to be used. So I'm sure WordPress will be able to take the API and integrate into WooCommerce as well, because that is how WordPress is open source. And I know that somebody would develop that integration with the TikTok API that they're making available. This can make building on the platform extremely worthwhile. You would also be able to create a more holistic approach with your creative content and work your sales strategies in, rather than just posting a picture like you would on Instagram and telling people that you would have a sale or hit the link in bio to register your content. They're coming out with a wide suite of new different types of ads. And then with their integrations into a wide variety of e-commerce platforms, plus the organic reach. Even if you're just creating content, and again, you're telling people to know, hit your link in your profile to check out your shop, the organic reach is the highest of any platform right now, LinkedIn being the second highest for organic reach. So building your brand, building your business on TikTok is a major, major, major way to grow your business right now. So again, because of the organic reach, you should be spending more time on the platform. LinkedIn has the second highest organic reach. You should be spending even more time. You should be spending more time there, right? You should be spending more time there. Then we'd look at YouTube. YouTube still has the power of being a search engine. So remember, social media is not indexable by the search engines, except for Twitter. Twitter is the only social media platform that has an agreement with Google where Google is able to access the Twitter data sets and index your tweets onto the Google search results page. There is no other social media platform that has any arrangement with Google to access their data to index the content. There are little things on each platform that is indexable by Google, mainly your username and your bio. There are certain parts of like the Facebook bio that is indexable. And again, your names on Instagram, your name on LinkedIn, your name on Facebook, those things are indexed by the search engines, meaning that if somebody were to search for your name, they show up on Google as a search result, right? But YouTube is a search engine. Plus, it is connected. It is a Google company, and it's also an amazing hosting provider for video content. So it's still the number one place to go to for long-form content, and the content created here can be used in so many different ways strategically for your business. Creating videos for YouTube is much better than creating videos on Instagram, because your videos can grow over time, given the fact that YouTube is a search engine. So you could create a video today, 5 years from now, somebody, you know, types in a search, how do I grow on Instagram? And your videos that you made from years ago are still showing up because YouTube is a search engine. It also has the big benefit of allowing you in the Caribbean to directly monetize on the platform. So you can directly monetize on the platform and get paid out in US dollars, either via check or they do a wire transfer over to your bank account in any of the Caribbean islands. And then you also have the benefit, because it's a search engine, if you are creating content that can be found and can be Googled, you're also able to monetize indirectly off the platform. So if you are creating tons and tons of content, your videos keep popping up as a result of people conducting their searches, then eventually people are going to reach out to you. They're going to want to either work with you, they're going to want to buy from you, they're going to want to book paid consulting gigs with you, so you can monetize directly off the platform. People will type in a question, hey, how do I grow on TikTok? And if your videos are popping up on Instagram for how to grow on TikTok, and then I'm seeing you have a website, and your website has, you know, links to your courses, your ebooks, whatever, or you offer paid consulting, chances are I'm going to either purchase an ebook, I might book a paid consulting gig, I might purchase your course, and I could do all of that but just by, you know, typing in a search onto Google and finding out your products, your services from your website or your YouTube videos, right? Your Instagram content doesn't pop up as a result. Your Instagram content does not pop up as a result. Your YouTube content does. So again, it is more beneficial to create video content on LinkedIn because your organic reach is there and it's evergreen. So you're going to be able to be found over time versus a social media platform that buries your content within a week. Within a week, your content's in the social media graveyard. If you have hundreds of videos, nobody's scrolling back hundreds of videos to watch content from wherever. However, we will jump on Google, we will type in our question, and if your video pops up and it's on the first page, even if it was made, you know, years ago, if it's popping up as the number one video to watch, chances are it's evergreen content, and because it pops up, we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it. So that is the big benefit of YouTube. So again, it makes sense to spend time on Facebook. It makes sense to spend time on LinkedIn. It makes sense to spend time on TikTok. It makes sense to spend time on YouTube. And again, direct your resources to these platforms, right? Your website, creating your blogs, your written content, your podcast, creating a podcast, spending time and energy and resources on podcasts, because podcast is the number one digital channel for passive consumption. It also is a search engine with Apple Podcasts and is indexed by Google. So you can type, you can have a question, you could put a question into Google and a podcast show up as a result. You could also embed your podcast files onto your website. So again, it shows up as a direct result of a question on Google, right? So your podcasts are very versatile types of content, and also your podcast is a very versatile distribution channel, right? And it's also indexed by the search engines as well. So when you look at all of these different things, and I'm not even going to get into Pinterest, right? I'm not even going to get into Pinterest because Pinterest is another great platform with amazing organic reach as well, right? So when you look at all of these different channels and the different ways that you can grow, and the platforms that are giving you organic reach and evergreen reach, Instagram is the odd man out. Instagram isn't giving us nothing. Instagram isn't giving us organic reach. Instagram isn't giving us evergreen reach. Instagram isn't giving us e-commerce opportunities. Instagram is limited in the types of content that we're able to post. If you want to post a link, we got to tell people link in bio. Then they got to go. Then they got to hit the link in bio. Then they got to hit on the link that they want. It just puts more and more steps and more obstacles to the user. People want to be able to see your content, engage with it or see it and be able to click on something right on the post to be able to go to where they need to go. But when you start to add additional steps in, again, the conversion rate just lowers, right? So if Instagram isn't giving us organic reach, if it's not giving us evergreen reach where, again, people are seeing our content from six months ago, then what are we really doing? So the question of, should we begin to wean ourselves off of Instagram in the Caribbean? My answer is yes. I think we need to start weaning ourselves off of it as business owners. You should still use it. However, I believe that you are, if you are serious about growing your business on social media, it's time for you and us to start being more strategic with the social media platforms that we use. Really look at the pros and cons of each platform. Look at your data. How are you growing? Look at the trending data for each of the platforms and start adjusting where you spend your time and your resources. Again, this is very specific to the Caribbean because in other countries, they still have access to a lot of the tools that is helping people grow their Instagram channels. Here in the Caribbean, we do not have those tools. We are limited into what's available for us. That means there are better places for us to spend our time and resources to be able to grow our businesses. Instagram, just to recap, and before I get into the recap, but I really do believe that we are in the transition where Instagram is starting to find themselves as the odd man out. Kind of like how, you know, MySpace was the shit way back in the day, and then they died, Facebook came, took over, and again, everybody started to shift, you know, over to Facebook, over to YouTube, and MySpace was just, you know, what were you doing on MySpace? I really believe that we are in that transition where every other platform has so much upside for specific purposes that Instagram is, you know, finding themselves to be the odd man out. Instagram, as a recap, Instagram is no longer incentivizing good content. Organic reach is dead. Evergreen reach is dead. The platform is heavily curated, which is another problem that people have, and is littered with ads. Influencer culture has saturated the platform. We don't have any of the e-commerce features to make money on the platform. All of the Instagram best features are ripped from other social media platforms that are actually rewarding you for creating the content on their platforms. Instagram has come out and said they are stifling content that was created elsewhere and repurposed on their platform. So now is the best time for you to start reevaluating your strategy and putting some time, effort, and resources into building your other digital channels. The outlook specifically for Instagram in the Caribbean doesn't look too good. Folks, that is the episode from me here today. Don't forget, if you enjoyed the podcast, please, please drop a like, share the content, please drop a review. The reviews help the Digipreneur FM community grow worldwide. They help, you know, bring the listenership in. So definitely drop a review if you like the content. Feel free to share this to somebody who may need to hear this message. This information may save someone's business or may have give them a different perspective in how they should be growing their business digitally. Don't forget, you guys can follow me on all social media platforms at Karen Rose. I'm predominantly on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook predominantly. And now I'm going to be pushing a lot more on TikTok. And I'm going to be making my transition as well, where I'm going to be putting out more content on TikTok in a bit and kind of reduce what I do on Instagram. All right. So you guys can find me at Karen Rose on TikTok as well. Don't forget to check out the digipreneur.fm website. You can subscribe to the email list to ensure that you are staying up to date on all future podcast episodes and interviews. And KarenRose.com to see all of the different events that I'm going to be participating in, workshops that are going to be happening in the future. And subscribe to that list over there for the emails or the push notifications to keep abreast of all the content that I put out specifically on how to grow your business digitally and monetize your platforms. And I focus on really helping Caribbean businesses and entrepreneurs because the challenges that we face in the region are different than any other place in the world. So I focus on trying to help us navigate the digital age from our perspective. That's it for me, folks. Have yourself a wonderful week and take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.